This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Rockstar, will you give me cut 11 before we bring Verno in real quick? Is that possible? I just want to give a little sample of what the legend Chris Vernon does during the Masters. Rockstar, if you'll hit it, please.
Tony V now! Where he be now? Tony V now! Where he be now?
This is how he does his Masters update.
Where he
update.
Be now?
He's one under.
Where he be now?
He's Tony one under.
Yeah, he's one under. Tony Finau, where he be now? He does it on the fly.
Can we get some other golfer updates? That one made a lot of sense. I need another golfer, though.
Bring in Verno. Let's do it, man.
I've got to take this thing to a level that has never been accomplished before.
You got to get off Nick Saban's job. He's the only black leprechaun I ever saw in my life. Anybody that's got little in front of their name and is a midget wrestler, I love him. I'm a hermit.
Don't push me. Cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head.
Get his podcast at The Ringer. They are spectacular. And follow him on Twitter at Chris Vernon Show, where you'll see those updates. Verno, what's up, man?
Yo.
Tony Finau, where you be now?
Yeah, we update all the golfers, Lance. How dare you?
No, I'm not... I'm not saying that you don't, Verno. What I'm saying is that fit right into your rhyme there.
Yeah. What you got for DeChambeau? Give me one of those.
That was DeChambeau.
He didn't blow?
No, DeChambeau was looking like Bagger Vance.
Yeah. He got the hat on.
Yeah, we started chanting Bagger Vance. Bagger Vance.
Boy, I am amazed, though, at the production. You have come basically from a basement in Memphis, where you and Rosa were just making it work, and now you've got mascots dancing behind you.
Yeah, we got the whole nine, man. I got all kinds of people. Those are actually how the mighty have fallen. One of those guys was from NBA TV, Lang Whitaker.
Wow,
who now works with me.
Yeah,
one of those, and two.
I thought you were gonna say Josh Pastner.
Josh Pastner. One of the guys worked with me on the show, and two of them were
Bill Simmons and Katie Nolan.
No, they're part of the new NBA 2K league. They're part of Grizz Gaming. They're two of the professional gamers. Hilarious.
Fantastic. My favorite line in the whole wrap on your Masters update, and you can check it out with Verno's Twitter page and the show's site, was say a prayer on the corner.
Amen.
Say amen on
Come
the corner.
Jim,
there
get
you
the
go.
Lyrics right.
My favorite line is I don't know what it is.
I was getting to it, though. That was fantastic. That's great writing right there.
It's amen corner. Come on, man. We try to get them all in.
Yeah. I'm not a rapper. I'm not a professional. Thank you.
So, Verno, we were just discussing the most likely upset in these first round of playoffs, and all of us agreed it's got to be Spurs over Denver. Do you disagree with this?
In terms of likely upset, yes.
Yeah, most likely upset. Most likely series upset, Spurs over Denver.
I think I checked them last night just to see what kind of odds they put on them. I think there were two that were in the 200s, and that was Utah-Houston. I think Utah was like 250 or something like that. And, yeah, then the other one. I think it was 240-something, the Spurs. But, I mean, you got all that Spurs experience. The other thing is their best player, the Nuggets' best player is Jokic. So beyond the fact that they've got the experience advantage, they can go big. The Spurs can go big. It's one of the teams that can. Man, they've got, two cracks at having the best player on the court in any game between Aldridge and DeRozan. So you got veteran guys, a lot of guys with a lot of playoff games under their belt, and you've got versus the team that's there for the first time. I mean, we're not considering Oklahoma City over Portland, though they are the lower seed and upset, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think anybody.
Yeah, the East is so intriguing, and I know we'll get to that in a second, Verno. But the matchup that we were all excited about last year was Western Conference Finals with Houston and Golden State, and now we're going to get that in the second round. Does that take a little bit out of it that we're not going to get that in the Western Conference Finals?
I don't think so, because I don't know if I don't know if everybody thinks that Houston is the one that can knock them off, right? I think last year in particular, when you had, you know, obviously Paul got injured there at the end, but he was relatively healthy going in. And I just felt like their defense was amazing last year. That was the thing they did not get credit for. They were one of the top five defenses, and they had all these guys like Mbamute and Trevor Ariza, et cetera, that they were throwing at them. And they could get, you know, in order to beat Golden State, you've really got to get them in a game that's going to be played in the, you know, in the 90s, low hundreds, and that's where Houston was able to get that game and play that half-court stuff and then the ISO, James Harden and Chris Paul running pick and rolls, et cetera. And they're not that this year. I don't think, though they have been very good against them during the regular season, I'm not so sure that they are the same team. So I don't know. While I do think the Warriors are a little more vulnerable than they have been in the past, I don't know if it particularly matters who meets them in the West Finals, because I don't think Houston is head and shoulders above the rest of those teams as they were last year.
If Golden State wins it all this year, we talked about this yesterday on the show, and I want your opinion on this. Where do you put Golden State's dynasty in the modern era of NBA basketball? We'll say 1980 on. 1980 after 1980. Where do you rank Golden State? Behind the Bulls and Jordan 6 and 8 years, and then where do you put them?
Lakers was...
Can they be number two behind Showtime Lakers, which started in 79 but really clicked with Magic? Can they be number two ahead of Kobe and Shaq?
I mean, it should be 4 and 4 years if Draymond doesn't get suspended, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy that one moment is what does it, yeah.
I mean, it would be 4 and 4 years if it's not for that. I'd have to think about this more, but, I mean, they're certainly – I would argue 2 or 3, maybe 2. I mean, it's going to be 3 and 4 years. And you're talking about, I know that we say, well, but those teams were amazing and those teams were great. Well, like, when we look back, when history tells this story, we're going to look at Curry and Durant as probably two of the best 20 to 10 guys to ever play. Like, when their careers are all done and we look at the numbers they put up, and you look at and history's gonna. It's also gonna remember them as the team that like truly changed everything. I mean, you go now to youth basketball. I mean, hell, all you had to do was watch that NCAA tournament. That Carson Edwards thing never happens prior to Curry. It just doesn't. You know, like he has changed basketball completely. And so yeah, I mean, I would argue 2 or 3. I'd have to look at all the numbers they put up, but I mean, you got with those titles, you know, they set the all-time record. Unbelievably, the year they set the record for the most wins is the 1 year that they lost. But how the hell are you going to win? What? I guess you'd have to go 73-9 to break their record, right?
It'd be 74-8, right?
74. Okay, yeah. So they set. They're 74-8.
Wow.
Oh, I mean, think about that. Yeah,
hey, but impossible. You know what's crazy? Verno, this is supposed to be the best Golden State team, at least coming into the season. Once DeMarcus got healthy, he's now healthy. The minutes are going up a little bit. And it's hard to believe Cousins has never played a postseason minute.
That is hard to believe. He would have, obviously, you know, assuming that the Pelicans still would have made it last year. But he's been on rat teams his whole career. And not that he's not a part of being on a red team, right? But there are guys that, like, you know, you get pretty far down the line. I was watching, who was it the other night that dropped 50 that everybody – oh, Jamal Crawford, right, who's been on 1,000 teams. But I was trying to think, I'm not sure that Jamal Crawford has ever been in the playoffs. I didn't go check it. I mean, you can basketball reference this. But I certainly don't remember a Jamal Crawford moment in the playoffs. It feels like he's always a year or two off from whatever team, right? Like, I don't know. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he's logged more playoff minutes or games than I remember. But that guy's been around for 100 years, and I don't remember a playoff moment from him, though he is obviously one of the great scorers we've seen.
All right, before you go, just a quick pick. I'll throw out the series. You tell us who wins. I'm assuming you like Milwaukee over Detroit.
Oh, come on.
All right, Boston.
That's four.
Okay, that's a sweep.
That's the most confident sweep, yeah.
Okay, I agree.
Listen, the Grizzlies played the Pistons the last game of the season. Blake could not run. He couldn't run.
Yeah.
I mean, if they don't have Blake Griffin, oh, my God.
Yeah, Celtics-Pacers?
Pacers screwed themselves by not getting home court. They haven't won a road game in like 2 months.
Okay,
so,
Celtics.
Yeah.
Sixers-Nets.
I think that will go at least six games, but I do think the Sixers will win.
Toronto-Orlando.
Bloodbath.
All right. Golden State, will they sweep the Clips?
If the Clippers get a game, it'll be game three.
All right. Houston-Utah?
That will go seven games.
Portland.
That's the two best records post All-Star break.
Yeah. Portland, Oak City.
Oklahoma City wins. Probably, I'd guess six.
Yeah.
Probably. I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, McCollum and Lillard get them a couple of wins, especially at home. But they'll be up 3-2 with a home game for game six, and they'll close it out, and I bet.
And you like the Spurs, right? That was your pick?
I mean, listen, Denver has lost less than 10 games at home the whole season. I think that could probably go seven games, but I think I'd say Denver wins. Denver has been way better than them all season.
Do you watch Game of Thrones?
You guys are going to love this. I got through, I think it's season two. I burned through the first season. This is years ago. Burned through the first, everybody's like, Game of Thrones. It's probably only four seasons in. I watched season one. I got to season two. And like all that smoke stuff coming out of that lady's vagina, I went to bed and I was like, you know what? I don't care even about picking this up. This is stupid. But
Rather random, yes.
Everybody has told me that I need to just get past that part, and it's amazing, but I don't know. Maybe it was just the mood I was in. I was like, come on, man. Enough with the smoke in the vagina. Yeah.
Verno, thank you for the time.
All right.
All right, bye. That is Chris Vernon with The Ringer.
Got the first one.
Yeah, I tried.
I got it. But
no, I got the first one. Second one, not enough
be
time.
Now.
To
Where he be now?
Yes, that's Chris Vernon with us on the Bud Light Hotline.
Follow Jim Dunaway on Twitter and Instagram, @JimDunaway.